knowing Alex for 45 years and had a great relationship with Alex. My first week in training camp in 1967 wasn't too great a time because Alex literally hated rookies. Let me reiterate that. Hated rookies. And as a rookie, I really wanted to be a part of that Detroit Lions defense. And I guess by the spirit in which I had and the talent in which the Lord graced me with, Alex really embraced me as a rookie. And I'd been told on many occasions that I'm the only rookie that he embraced, but just a tremendously great guy, a great husband, great father, a great brother, a great friend, and a great spiritual being, a great human being. Well, as a player, you couldn't beat Alex. It was tough to double team Alex, and sometimes it was tough to triple team Alex. And everybody knew that Alex was going to play every down like it was his last play. He used to always talk about that. He didn't have a lot of talk in the locker room like a lot of other veterans. Alex talked on the field by his actions. And just a tremendously great guy, not only a fine athlete, but tremendously great entertainer, a movie star. I mean, he's just done so many things in his life. I saw Alex wrestling before I saw him playing football. It used to be a station in Mississippi, Wrestling Live on Channel 5. And he would wrestle with all of the tycoons that was out in that field at the time. And I said, man, this guy's got a lot of talent. He's a wrestler and a football player. And then end up being a movie star. I starred in the paper line with Alex and for George Plimpton's movie with Alan Alda. But, I mean, just an overall great guy, as I mentioned, a great husband, father, friend, great teammate, and just a great spiritual being.